Robin Hardy of Irmo High School. Please have a seat.
Good morning.
Morning.
Before we begin, we need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. The copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting in all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in SC Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student or person regulated by the public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open session.
Okay, thank you. The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or a change in region placement only?
Change in region placement only.
Okay, thank you. Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Okay, seeing none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Thank you. I introduce Mr. Ray Canby, Athletic Director for Irmo High School.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here today to appeal the current release realignment for 2020-22 time period. Specifically, we are requesting to be moved from Region 5, 4A to Region 4, 4A. We realize this change would put 21 schools in the upper state and 19 schools in the lower state, but we do not feel that the change will cause any issues with the playoffs when the number of teams is decided. Region 5 will still be left with 5 teams. Region 4 would have 6 teams. Our appeal is not about competition nor trying to gain a competitive advantage. It is based on what is in the best interest of our student athletes and what is in the best interest of Irmo High School. The following excerpts are from the High School League. The mission statement. The mission of the South Carolina High School League is to provide governance and leadership for interscholastic athletic programs that promote, support, and enrich the educational experience of students. From the purpose statement. The purpose of the league is to formulate and maintain policies in accordance with its mission and beliefs that will safeguard the educational values of interscholastic athletic competition. And finally, from the belief statement, we believe interscholastic athletic programs should be student-centered, enrich each student's educational experience, and promote student academic achievement. Our appeal is based on the following three areas of concern. First, and most importantly, impact on instruction. With the current release alignment, students will leave prior to the end of the school day in order to compete at other Region 5 school sites that have early start times. Furthermore, Irmo High School has a unique dynamic in which students at Spring Hill High School and all magnet school in District 5 are permitted participation in athletics at their zone school. This is an addition of approximately 30 minutes travel time needed for these students to get to Irmo High School, get dressed, get their equipment, meet their team and coaches on the bus for departure. Number two, impact on physical well-being. With the increase, with the current release alignment, students will experience an increase of approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes difference travel time between the two regions. We may see a decrease in athletic participation, especially with our Spring Hill students who will be forced to get out of school more often than not. Region 4 travel time will be 2 hours and 17 minutes, while Region 5 will be 4 hours and 27 minutes. This travel time will most likely be 10 to 15 minutes higher because of travel by bus, an additional 10 to 15 minutes longer because of I-20 being under construction for at least the next 2 years. Number three, impact on school and district finances. With the current release alignment, there will be a significant increase in travel costs for Irmo High School associated with our athletic competitions. Region 4 schools will be a total of 101 miles, and Region 5 schools will be a total of 253 miles from Irmo High School. I believe each of you received the sheet that we have, the Google Doc showing the distance and times. If you look at the total number, if we were to be in Region 4, the longest trip would be 36 miles from Lugoff Building. The others are 14 miles, 14 miles, 17, and 20 compared to Region 5. With Region 5, we're looking at 53 miles to Aiken, 12 miles, the closest trip to airport, and 64 to Midland Valley, 68 to North Augusta, 56 to South Aiken. The difference between Region 4 and Region 5 is 101 miles compared to 253 miles. The difference in time, and these times are based on a car travel, is 2 hours and 17 minutes for Region 4 total versus 4 hours and 27 minutes for Region 5. Now, the early dismissals that we have listed are based on a 5:30 start time for many sub-varsity sports, especially with doubleheaders. And that impacts not only them, but if you have a doubleheader, JV, and a varsity, then the varsity is going to have to get out early. Varsity will travel with JV. They will be on one bus, like most schools do. Buses would need to depart Irmo High School at 3:30 because 3:35 to 3:55 or 4 o'clock is pretty much gridlock at the end of the school day. Our bus loop for bus transportation, all buses, is in the back of the school where athletics is located. Car riders are in front of the school. The student parking lot is on the other end, and then on the fourth end, we're bookended by our stadium. So that is a significant issue that we would have to deal with. These numbers are based on MapQuest.com, and once again, the times are based on a car. Probably conservative 10, 15 minutes extra by being on a bus, and then with the construction, probably at least 10 minutes, possibly 15 minutes, or longer if they shut down in one lane. That is a possibility whether we're going to a contest or whether we're coming home later at night. And we talked about the Spring Hill students and the extra 30 minutes. The result is basically 4 out of 5 of our region trips, if we are to remain in Region 5, would be approximately an hour and a half. Now, we feel that the student athletes deserve a minimum of 30 minutes to get off the bus, stretch their legs, go to the bathroom, and prepare to warm up for the competition that night, whether it's a sub-varsity or a varsity team. We have received principal support from all Region 4 principals for us to join Region 4. We do have 2 letters, and Dr. Hardy has personally received verbal support from the remaining schools who have agreed to provide letters if necessary. On behalf of Dr. Hardy and Irmo High School, I'd like you to consider our areas of concern as you decide how to cast your vote. We firmly believe that we are in a unique situation because of our students who attend Spring Hill High School. This makes us different from the other schools in the state, and specifically Class 4A. Thank you for your time and consideration in this matter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dr. Hardy, Mr. Candy, do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all the necessary information that you need to for this appeal?
Yes,
sir. Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we'll open the floor for questions from the committee. Do you have any questions for Dr. Hardy or Mr. Kennedy?
Do y'all have any documentation of principal support from the regents?
I do. I have letters currently. I have letters from Richland Northeast and Lugoff Elgin, and Dr. Hardy has verbally talked to those schools who have agreed to provide letters if needed.
Do you mind sharing those letters with us?
Yes, sir. administrators. Dr. Hardy spoke to the majority, if not all of their principals. We did not receive any negative feedback from Region 5. And once again, we have nothing against Region 5. We have been with them before, which is based on our Spring Hill Dynamics and the travel time and getting the kids out of school. We feel that this would be in the best interest of our student athletes.
Yes, sir.
Coach, on average, how many Spring Hill students participate in athletics in Virginia?
It varies year by year and sport by sport. I will say that we do tend to see, without having the specific number from last year, we do tend to see more in the spring sports as opposed to our fall sports and winter sport athletes. And that is actually when the majority of the road trips, you know, the earlier start times would take place for our spring sports.
Is there a ballpark number?
I'm going to say probably anywhere from 175 kids to maybe 225.
You have two letters from Region 4. How many of the other schools from Region 4 as well? You said you're welcome.
I spoke with all of them. They said they'd be willing to provide a letter of payment.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
In the alignment process, can you explain? I know we have a little bit about why Irma was put in that region versus Region 4 to begin with.
Well, the one thing we're trying to do is balance the level of schools in the upper state and in the lower state. And actually, we've got, I think it was, 20 in the upper state and 20 in the lower state. We try to make that as part of the balance also. Try to balance regions as much as possible. But that's not always the case. That's why we're and cut back on the number of regions. I think we got 7 regions instead of 8. But we try to do it the most geographically friendly way we possibly can with trying to balance it. That was the whole rationale. But we explored dollar piece of movement there, but then the numbers would be unbalanced. We're trying to make sure that we got a balance.
Any other questions about the committee? Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Make a motion.
Yes, sir. Well, we have to have a motion whether we support or decline the appeal.
I'll motion to deny it.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, so that opens it up for discussion. If anybody would like to discuss anything at this point.
Well, speaking on behalf of our region, it's we prefer the balance that was created by the league and the 4A to stay as is, although we feel the pain of travel. I think there's part of that guidelines committee that said that no school would have more than 3 trips over 60 miles. I think that falls within the guidelines. I'll have 1 trip over 60 and a couple right next to it. I understand that. In the upper 50s, right?
Mm-hmm. We have 4. We have 2 that are over 60, and then we have an additional 2 that are within a total of about 10 miles within 60.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Chairman, I'm reading 7. I'm reading Charleston area. My team is that really ultimately my region, when you vote on things, you look at what the region, the 2 regions that are affected, what do they say? Because ultimately, yes, we can talk about the whole state, but Region 4 and Region 5 are the ones that are directly, I just wish we had more information from them.
We have two of the five that said they support, and I can't, I wasn't part of your conversation. I wasn't part of her conversation with the principals. I've been in conversation with all the schools in our region, and I just say there's some discrepancy in what the feedback that I've gotten from our region and the feedback that, that Irmo has claimed that they've gotten from our region. I'm concerned with that a little bit. We have two that said yes and three that declined to say one way or the other. I don't want to read anything into that, but if we had three other schools that had the opportunity to write letters and chose for whatever reason not to, I don't know. I don't want to say that as a point of no letter means a no, but the feedback that I've gotten from schools is a little bit different from there without calling out individual schools. I do recognize the impact they have of having an additional school to pull kids from. We have several schools in our region who deal with a lot of middle school kids that play spring sports. Their middle schools don't get out of school until 30 minutes after our school, and then have to travel to the high school from the middle school. So there are several schools in our region that deal with a very similar dynamic of the Spring Hill to Irmo situation. While not the same, another high school from another high school, there's another middle school going to the middle school. The schools in our region that get out at 3:15 have to wait for a middle school to get out at 3:45. Those kids that travel from that middle school to the high school, you know, we're looking at a very similar dynamic as well. We have schools that are already facing that dynamic, and we have to get through that. And I think that our region is in that situation. Don't dispute their travel situations. Travel and mileage are different, especially when you get to the Columbia area after school hours. I made the comment to some of our coaches. We deal with travel. Chapin is a big rivalry of ours. They're 15 miles away by Google Maps. But we can get to schools in Florence, and we can get to schools in Rock Hill from AC 4 High School specifically quicker than we can get to one of our biggest rivals in Chapin, simply by the fact that we don't have to drive through Columbia. So mileage is important. The type of travel is also important. We have to go play our main rival Chapin. We have to make travel arrangements, and it's a 15-mile trip. We can go play Rock Hill and be there in a heartbeat. Just because there is no traffic on 77 crossing Columbia is an enormous challenge at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we have to factor all types of travel in, not just the mileage and so forth. I know they're dealing with I-20 stuff, which is a whole different type of ball of wax. I don't see the dynamics that they're dealing with travel-wise being an undue burden that other schools aren't automatically or aren't encompassing or utilizing.
Region 5, I made sure I made contact with all the ADs and the principals. I've got a list that says all said no. And they understand and they did bring up a point about mileage and getting out early because we all have to do it. And we also have a Aiken Scholar Academy in Aiken that we all deal with, too, with our kids are zoned for us. They come back from the Aiken Scholar Academy to play for us. So we're in a little similar situation. We all have to get out because we got to go into Columbia with the traffic, too, as well. So I've gotten a response from all of them that say no, from ADs and principals.
Any other discussion among the committee? Okay. Do we have a call for the question?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to decline the appeal. All in favor of supporting this motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high, please. 8.
Let's see. All opposed by a like sign?
0.
Thanks, sir. Dr. Hardy, Mr. Kennedy, obviously this means that the appeal is declined. We appreciate you coming in today, and I appreciate you sharing your presentation with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Also, if wish to appeal the classification executive committee's decision to the South Carolina High School League's executive committee, please contact the league commissioner within 24 hours of this meeting.